You're listening to Amud V'Chazaru, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf, Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph. No, Amud Beis, but we're going to start on Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph. The Simon for this one.
Ugh.
Got it. Nailed it. A child going ugh. In this case, he's going ugh at a bowl of spinach that he was offered for dinner. And the first two Zichru points, I believe, are on... The first two are on this Amud, but one of them was on the Amud that we did Thursday. So that is the discussion about the peg, right? If we have for Rishus HaYachid, if it's 4x4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, so that is considered a Rishus HaYachid. So right, if you put something on it while you're in Rishus HaRabim, so that's considered transferring. Now, we said that, so that has to have a surface of 4x4 tefachim. Now, what if there is a peg on that surface? Does that minimize the surface, and therefore it's no longer Rishus HaYachid? So then there are different opinions. Well, maybe if it's within 3 tefachim, then not, because it's like lovet, so it's considered like the surface. Or maybe even if it's 3, it's still usable. What if the whole thing is covered? So that whole discussion is the first zikru point. So the little boy says ugh to the bowl of spinach. So he puts it on top of one of these pegs to keep it away, and then he's going to create some booby trap, which is going to be the next two simanim. So to I guess prevent, I don't know, the reason it wasn't given out to prevent other people from getting it because he's doing it ahachis, I'm not sure, but we'll see the next two separate points. One of them we're going to see right away. Okay, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom, 5 lines from the bottom on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Boy Minei Rav Yosef Mi Rabba Sulam Mikan Usulam Mikan. The kashin be'emtza mahu. If you have a ladder over here and a ladder over here, but actually very thin ladders. Obviously, a ladder 4 tefachim wide is going to be, assuming it has the right height, whatever that might be, is a debate. But if it's 4 tefachim wide, so that's the width you need for it to be considered a Pesach. Now, what if I have 2 ladders next to each other? So, as long as, presumably, no, it makes sense, as long as they have a combined width of 4 tefachim, that's fine. Now, what if they don't? What if combined, they don't even have 4 tefachim between them? But you fill up the middle section with kashin, with straw. Rashi says that actually you make it into the rung. Rashi says... So each one is less than 2 tefachim. So let's say you have 1 tefach ladder, a 1 tefach wide ladder, and another 1 tefach wide ladder. V'kava kashin shel tevua ke'ein chavakin, says Rashi. That you put like straw of grains of wheat in as rungs mizel lezel hashlim and larba mahu. So do we consider this? And actually, there's a lovely picture over here. Which I didn't see when I started learning that, but this looks great. So you have straw in between. So what's the halacha over there? So Rabba answers. Masamaha amarle ein kaf regel ola behen. The kaf of the regel, the palm of the foot, the ball of the foot, does not go up on ola behen. Doesn't go up on them. Rashi elaborates that typically the foot goes in the middle of the rung of the ladder. Right, that makes sense. So when you put your foot on the middle rung, which is straw, so that's the last straw, that's the last of you. So so that's going to be a problem, and therefore this would not count as a proper ladder. Rav Yosef then flips the sides. Kashin mikan v'kash mikan v'sulam be'emtza mahu. So let's say, okay, so the middle part is a ladder. You have a, let's say, 2 tefach wide ladder, and then on one side and the other side, you kind of, I don't know, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. So we have some straw at the other side, so like kind of like a straw, you know, additional wings put on that extends the ladder. So now it's a 4 tefach ladder, but the outer 2 tefachim or whatever it might be is straw, so you can't really step on that. But the ikers that you want to step on is the middle anyway. So what do we say? Mahu. Amarle, Harry, calf a regal all over hand. Your foot can of the calf of a regal can actually go on this, and it's fine. Rashi says basulam v'ruuyin hakashin leachos hayad behen v'alos basulam, and you're able to use your hands, right? I mean, the straw, yeah, it's not something that you could put all your body weight on and climb up, but it's something that you can use to hold yourself on, and therefore that is considered part of the ladder, and it's useful, and that would indeed expand the ladder to the four tefachim you need for it to be considered a Pesach. Okay, put it over to side B. So let's say you wanted to carve in to complete in the wall. Bekama. Okay, before you get to Bekama, let's talk about Chakak Lahashlim Bakosel. So let's say you have a ladder, but the ladder, again, is not the four tefach width that you need for it to be a Pesach. So you want to complete the four tefach width by carving into the wall, grooves into the wall to be steps. So now the question is Bekama. Rashi says Bekama tzarech hashem aruch of begova hakosel. So how far up the wall would you need to do these extra grooves in order to be considered an extension of the ladder? Taking for granted that you would be allowed to do this. This is not far. Amar lein, and here's a picture of what that looks like. Okay, see the ladder, and then the these holes are carved, and so you can put your foot in there too as you get up. That's like an extension of the ladder. These are such good pictures. Wow. Okay. So what's halacha? So the Amar Lehi says to him, Basara, 10 tefachim high, and Rashi says that even right in Basara, Asara ad Asara yashlimenu, v'kame into ika begova Asara rochav arba have a base shir Pesach. The afagav de gavoha kosel tuva leslanva. Even if the wall is actually, you know, could be 15 tvachim, maybe even 19 tvachim high, but you only need it to be the top 10 tvachim, and then you have a Pesach. So it's considered an extension. It's 4 tvachim wide, 10 tvachim high. It sounds like a Pesach to me. So Amar Lei, he said mole kamaso. So let's say there's actually no ladder there. There's no ladder there. I think the whole thing is, you know, carved into the wall itself. The whole ladder, the steps of the ladder are carved into the wall. Right? So now, Bekama, how much would that have to be? Its entire height. So if it's like a 15 tefach wall, you need the entire height to be carved in there properly. Okay, probably wondering, umayshna. Well, what's the difference between those two cases? Why is it that if we're trying to create supplemental in carvings, grooves for the ladder, you only need it up to 10 tefachim, and even if the height of the wall is much taller than that. However, if the whole thing is a carved-in ladder, that needs to be the entire height of the wall. Maishna, amalei hasam mistalikle hacha lo mistalikle. There, so it was a little hard to translate this phrase mistalikle. Rashi seems to say in mistalikle noach la los la adam. So mistalik means to remove or to go up. So it sounds like mistalik lay that there's going up for him, meaning you're able to go up that. And Rashi says noach la'alos la'adam. It's easier for a person to go up there. So it's like the Pesach is created. We can even see Rashi Hassan over here. Ki ikasula magila rosha kosel noach la'alos la'bo. So if you when there's a ladder that reaches the top of the wall, so it's easy to go up there. Umihu lo chashiv l'mahave Pesach. Nevertheless, it's not considered a Pesach if it's not four tefachim wide. Hilkach kimasri le rochav arba begova asara pisrahave. Therefore, when we're able to supplement the width and make it four tefachim, so the height of 10 tefachim would be a Pesach. Aval hacha einoach lelos kolkach. But over here, I guess with this engravings on the wall, so it's not so easy to go up there. So you need to make it to be the full way. Okay, now a new series of questions. Boy, Mine Rav Yosef Meraba Asola Ilan. So now we're going to have a little bit of a throwback, actually a couple of throwbacks to Machlokasin that we've had before earlier in our Masechta. all around the Lamed, Aleph Lamed, Beis Lamed, Gimel range. So it was quite a few months ago. Boy made Rav Yosef and Rabba. Asol Ilan Sulam Mahu. So if you made a tree into a ladder, meaning there's a tree next to the wall, we wonder, can that count as a Pesach? So what are your thoughts on that? Can a tree be a Pesach? Let's say it's something that you can easily climb up there. The branches are like the perfect climbing trees that you want to get.
Tree? It's just there.
Let's say you did. Let's say you even carved a little bit or whatever. You chopped it. Okay.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It's not obvious. It's not like.
What's
wrong? It's like just a natural thing.
Oh, it's a Pesach, a natural thing.
Doesn't sit well with me.
Okay.
Like making a ladder is like physical, like doing something.
So you say they have to be active in creating the Pesach for it to be a Pesach. If there was an earthquake and a wall fell, now you can get in. The wall fell. Exactly. So we might have a different problem because we know the status of a tree on Shabbos.
Okay, that's true.
Too. Right, Shabbos. Right. So that's going to be a factor here. And then we're going to see a different type of tree that's us.
If it's a dead tree, does it matter?
If it's a dead tree,
is there a halacha about dead trees versus live trees?
I think maybe detached.
Detached. Okay. So detached. It's just a log.
Right, and that's what a ladder is. You have metal ladders, then you have dead tree ladders.
Well, back then,
right. It's a dead tree table over here.
Detached, probably.
Right. So now there's a machlokes. So it says tibay la rabbi, tibay la rabbanon. You can ask this question according to Rabbi. You can also ask it according to the rabbanon. And this is going back to a machlokes we had with Rabbi and rabbanon regarding putting an eruv. This was on lamed beis and lamed gimel, putting an eruv in a tree. And there is a problem with that, right? Remember that was not for eruv chaser. So it's for eruv tumen, right? Let's say you put an eruv in the tree. So the problem is, wait, it's inaccessible on Shabbos. So maybe this should not count as an eruv. Just a machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbanan, whether this is permissible or not, and because right, because again, the isser of being mishtamesh be'ilan is even to take something off. If you take something off a tree, that's also considered using the tree. So, if I'm not allowed to do that, so the answer was, so Rabbi says no, you can, because during Bein HaShmashos, so a shvus of right, the Isser Derabanan of being Mishnah Be'ilan is not in place, and the Eruv takes effect during Bein HaShmashos. So during that time Bein HaShmashos, you can access the Eruv Tchumen, and we're not concerned about the Isser Derabanan of using the tree, so according to Rebbe, we'll be fine. That's what we said over there. So now, would it be the same discussion over here? Or not. So the Gemara says that we can actually. Okay, here's what the tree looks like. Like this is like a. That's the tree you want when you're a kid. You know, like that's easy to climb. Right, to get
if
up
it
there.
It looked like that. I'd be okay with that being
a Yeah. So should have presented the picture first. Okay. So this is going to be a question, even according to the Rebbe. Well, why? So let's see. Tibay the Rebbe, Tibay the Rabbanon. Tibay the Rebbe, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe, Hasam, Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus, Lo Gazra Love. Right? Rebbe says this principle over there. Over there, the Gemara in Lamed Beis on the Gimel, regarding putting Erev Tchum in the tree. And he only says there that this principle, that Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus, anything that's an Isser Derbanon, Lo Gazra Love, Hani Mili Bein HaShmashos. Sorry, so Lo Gazra Love. They weren't goes there. So he only says this principle, Hani Mili Bein HaShmashos. Aval kule yoma lo. Now, it's different between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeres are different. Erev Tchumen is something that we need, that something should take effect during Bein HaShmashos. But again, you can eat your Erev right for Friday night dinner, and the Erev still is good for the entire Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Right? That you're still considered that is my Makom Shrisa the entire Shabbos, even though I ate it, but Friday night dinner. Or even earlier, or even possibly according to Bein HaShmashos, depending on what it was placed there, right? So, but Erev Chatzeros is different. Erev Chatzeros, I need like when if we need a Pesach in order to be considered that we're not this Chatzer A and Chatzer B, they want to join together. They need a Pesach between them. Otherwise, they're completely disconnected. But if so, so maybe the Pesach has to be something that's kuleyoma. If you're saying, oh, well, the Pesach was only accessible, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach was only acceptable for the first few minutes of Shabbos, then how can you tell me that the entire Shabbos these things were joined? So even Rebbe would it's even a question, according to Rebbe. Right? O Dilma, Afila Rabbanan. Or maybe even the Rabbanan. So right, I would have said, just looking at the Gemara on Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel, well, the Rabbanan, they don't let you use a tree even during Manish Mashos. So I feel, but so maybe, so it's Pasha. It's not a question going to the Rabbanan. Of course the Rabbanan would answer it. They answer by Erev Tumen. No. Feel the Rabbanan, Pisquahu. No, they would say, no, it's a Pesach. The Arya, who deravia ale. But no, but there's a lion crouching on it. You don't see the lion there? Okay, so Rashi says what this means is Arya deravia ale.
It's a euphemism.
Yes, it is. Isser shvus omer lanu suru. There's an Isser shvus. This Isser Dravon is telling us, get out of here. When we call Malkom Pesach Shemei, it's called a Pesach. Meaning, use the muscle of a lion, right? So if there's a Pesach there, and there's a lion there, so I ain't going near there, but it's a Pesach. So there's the lion over here is in the form of an Isser Derabanan. Don't tell me it's not a Pesach. I'm looking at this. This is the most beautiful climbing tree I've ever seen in my life. This is a fantastic ladder. That's a Pesach. Okay, so the Rabbanan said you can't climb trees on Shabbat. Okay, that's fine. But don't tell me there's no Pesach here. Mm-hmm. So maybe even the Rabbanan will be okay with it. Okay, so it's a question according to both. And this is again, this is Rav Yosef asking Rabbah. So he's saying, don't tell me it's a machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Huda. I have grounds to say that even Rebbe would answer it. I have grounds to say even the Rabbanu would be matur it. So tell me. And another question. Asola Ashera Sulam Mahu. If you made an Ashera into a ladder, what's the din? And Ashera is, right, is an idolatrous tree. I used to call it idolatry. Right? It's a tree that was worshipped, and it's Asher Bahana. So now, if I climb it, and that's my Pesach, and now I can make Erev Chatzeros because of it, maybe I'm violating this or not, and therefore I shouldn't, maybe that's not a Pesach, because I can't use it, I can't have a benefit from it. So, Tibai le Rabbanan, Tibai le Rabbi Yehuda. This could be a question. I'm sorry. Tibai le Rabbi Yehuda, Tibai le Rabbanan. This could be a question according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this could be a question according to the Rabbanan. This is not Rebbe, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. This is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. This is a machlokas we learned back in Lamed Aleph, which was a machlokas regarding putting an Erev on a kever, and it's getting Hana from the kever. Remember this? This is also for Erev Truman. So you say, well, are you getting Hana from that? Is that considered Hana? And that whole discussion. Rabbi Yehuda was... Rashi over here. Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda. Da Amar Beperk called Bechol Ma'arben Begemar Da Flam and Aleph and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanosin Es Eruva Bekever Kana Eruv. He's Mekel. He says it works. Va'afal Gav Dekever Asher Barna. Of course, everyone says it's Asher Barna. But over here it's not a violation, right? Because he says Lo Ichpas Lebe Shmira, so he doesn't really care about its Shmira. He doesn't need it to be there. He just needs it to be there for the moment. But he doesn't actually care about any further. Velav hana, it's not considered hana, and you can see the Gemara there. And the Rabbanan and Ramachman say no. So maybe it's the same discussion, right? Kever is Isser Han. There's an Isser of hana for a kever. There's an Isser hana for an Ashera. So Rabbi Huda would say yeah, and the Rabbanan would say no. Of course not. It's a hana. He says, no, Rabbi Yosef says, no, Rabbi, don't try to answer that. I'm going to show you why both of them it's a shayla by both. So, Tibai le Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Yehuda, hasam de mutter liknos bias bi suri hana, ela hasam de basar de kana le erev lo nicha le delintar. So, maybe over there, Rabbi Huda is Mekel. Just because it's mutter to liknos bias be surei hana. Right, he's to what is it? To acquire a house with Isser Hana. El Hosim de Basar de Kanale Erev Lo Nichale. Okay, so yeah, so it seems that again the Isser is so according to Rabbi Yehuda is Mikol in the case of Erev Truman, because that's a case where it's considered real Hana. Where it's not considered Hana, because really he doesn't need to actually live on the kever and he's going to spend the Shabbos there. It's just that the halachic mechanism of the mitzvah of Erev Truman and how to do it, and for whatever reason he wants to be there. So that's the Hana, mitzvah. And the mitzvahs are not for Hana, as Rashi says and the Gemara says throughout Shas. That and therefore it's not considered. Rabbi Yehuda would not say that's considered Hana. However, over here for Erev Chatzeros purposes, for we're trying to create a Pesach between Chatzeros for the entire Shabbos, so that would be considered Hana. So even Rabbi Yehuda would be Machmir over here. So meaning maybe that's why Rabbi Yosef is asking Rabba. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Shaila. And the other way around. O Dilma, afilu Rabbanan Pislahu. Even according to the Rabbanan, it's considered a Pesach. Va'arya duravia alei. And there's a lion crouching down on top of it. Meaning, yeah. When it comes to the kever, so they say, no, you're not. This is still considered Hana. You're not allowed to get Hana from the kever. Over here, there's really a Pesach. I'm not going to go on the Pesach. I'm not going to climb the Pesach. I'm not going to use the Pesach. But don't tell me there's no Pesach there. There's a lion there. Over here, though, the lion is a stronger lion. This is a Dereisa lion, right? Because the Hana of Asher is Dereisa. But still, it's calling it. It's the lion is really, you know, just the conceptually. Would a lion change the situation, right? If there's it's not an asher. Let's say it's a normal ladder, but there's a lion sitting on top of the wall. So I'm not going up there, but there is a Pesach. Amar le, Rabba says back to Rav Yosef, Ilan Mutter Vashera Asura. The tree case would be Mutter, and the Ashera case would be Asur. And he seems not to be machalik between, you know, he subscribes to the Havamina that it's not subject to the machlokas, the two machlokas that we mentioned.
Between Rebbe and Rabbanon, Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon.
And he says that this case is mutter, and this case is mechalim, and presumably for the reasons that we suggested along the way. Maskif lo Rav Chisda. This is challenged that. Adaraba, he says just the opposite. Ilan she iser Shabbos gorim lo, nitzar. Ashera she iser davar acher gorim lo nitzar. He says, hold on. The svara seems to be, for the previous one, that the ashera, the iser is a, it's a, during the week you're also not allowed to use it. Right, so the Asherah is always Asur Bahana, therefore it's never really considered a Pesach, and you can never use it. That's why that seems to be why he would Asur it in the first case. However, an Elan that's not an Asherah, during the week it's considered a Pesach. So on Shabbos there's a din, we're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. But there is a Pesach, but like during the week this is considered a Pesach, so there is a Pesach there. However, an Asherah, it's never considered Pesach because you're never allowed to use it. But Rav Chisda says, no, Adarabba. Ilan she ister Shabbos gorim lo nitzar. We're talking about a mechanism of Shabbos, of Hilchos Shabbos, of Erev Chatzeros. So if something is caused, and any reality is impacted because of an Isser Shabbos, meaning the Isser of using a tree, so that should impact all of Hilchos Shabbos regarding this. So when it comes to an Ilan, that the Isser of using it is because it's Shabbos, then that should be say, no, we don't consider that a Pesach or the Chatzer. If it's an Asherah, she iser davar acher gorim, if the gorim lo, lo nitzar. But if it's an Asherah that has an iser for another reason, not Hilchos Shabbos related, then that shouldn't asher it. Meaning we should say that really is a Pesach. We're not allowed to use it, but that's considered a Pesach. But in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to be Erev Chatzer, should be based on a Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos reality. Itmar Nami was also stated similarly. The same concept. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, and Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak taught it this way. And this is going to be a third way to learn it. Right, the first way to address Rav Yosef's question, Rabba says, and Elon is ignoring the machlokas really of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan and Rebbe and the Rabbanan, ignoring those machlokas, and it's based on Elon, which is mutter during the week, is going to be mutter on Shabbos, and on Shera, which is also during the week, is also going to be also on Shabbos. Then we had another approach. It says, no, just the opposite makes more sense. You should base it on Shabbos-related dinim. And a third approach is, Masniachi, Elon plugged to Rebbe Rabbanan, Asherah plugged to Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan. So it's the machlok is based on the halim we originally rejected. So we said no, really, it's the same machlok. Is this zeh tali bazeh, zeh tali bazeh? So the case of an Elon. So it's going to be the same question of Rebbe Yehuda and the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Do we say that an Isser de Rabbanan takes effect? For Isser Shabbos, is a shvus in place during Banish Masos? Rabbi says no, and therefore you can climb the tree Erev Shabbos, and that's a Pesach Erev Shabbos, and it counts for all of Shabbos, and Rabbi and Rabbi, the Rabbanan would disagree, and we would say similarly with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding the Isser Hana of the Asherah. Okay, new Mishnah. Charitz Shabin Chatzeros Amok Yud V'Rochav Dalid, a charitz, a ditch between two walls. Two chatzeros, that's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, right? We're talking about the reverse case of a wall in between. And we said that, if it's that, and imagine there are no ladders, if it's 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide, we said that divides between the two chatzeros, and they make separate eruvin. So there's no Pesach. So similarly, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. If you have a ditch of those dimensions, they make two separate eruvin. They're not allowed to make an eruv chatzeros together. Afilu male kasha teven. Even if it's full, even if they fill up the ditch with straw or hay, male. I think one is more processed. I don't know which one is which. Male ofar otroros. But if you filled it up with dirt or pebbles, ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. So that counts as actually filling it up. We'll see because the assumption is that it's going to stay there. It's not something that's like put there temporarily. So that's considered actually filling in the gap, and therefore they would be considered one chatzer, and they need to be joined together, and you can't make it in two chatzers. Nasan alav neser sherochav arba tefachim. Well, let's say you placed a 4 tefach wide board over the ditch. So now it's Pesach. V'chein beis gezuz traos zu keneged zu, and also if you have like two balconies over here, I think it's a machlokas. Maybe Rashi tells us if you actually. It'll like this or like this, but you have this 4 tefach board in one of these cases. So zukenegedzu ma'arvin shnayim, they can do two separate eruvin. They rotz ma'arvin echad, but they can also do one. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than 4 tefachim, ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvin echad. That's not considered Pesach, and they are two separate rishuyos, and they cannot join together. Okay. V'tevin, so the Gemara asks, V'tevin lo chayitz? Hold on, why is straw not chayitz? Why doesn't it, Rashi says lo sasim. It doesn't close it off, right? We said that pebbles and dirt will, straw and hay will not. I forgot if I translate tevin here as hay or straw, whatever it is. I guess kashin is straw and tevin is hay. Okay. Lo chayitz, v'ha'anan tzanan, but we learned, matbein shebein shtei chatzeros gavor asar tvachim. So if you have a matbein, a haystack, between two chatzeros, that is gavor asar tvachim, 10 tvachim high, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, you can be, so that counts as a you know, that's a wall between them, and therefore you're ma'ariv. They can be ma'ariv. There's two separate eruvin for each chatzar. You can't join them together. So why is it that if we fill this, it's a reverse case? You have 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim deep, filled with hay. Why is that not? So Amar Abaye le'inin mechitza kuli amalo pligi. To have a mechitza, everyone agrees that it's considered a wall. Aval inin chatzitza ibatli chayetz vilo batli lo chayetz. But regarding chatzitza, over here, Rashi says lechutz bifnei avir hacharitz v'lidon kisasum. It means for the chatzitza, it means to be chotes, to make a chatzitza and a separation between the airspace of the ditch to be judged if it's, as if it's closed off. Dimashvis le ka'ara, that it's made like the earth itself. So that's the question. Ibatle, Rashi says lahedya, if he was mavatlet explicitly, Vamar lo shakilna le mehacha batil vilo lo. If he says, if I'm not removing it from here, so the hay, he says, if I'm putting the hay in there, I'm leaving it here, then it will be a chatzitza, basically the case of the Afar and Soros. But if he doesn't specify, then we assume he's going to take it out of there. But for sure, if it's stacked up like a wall, that would be considered a wall. So we'll call it there. Just to finish off those last two zichrus simanim. So we had the first one again was the case of the peg, right? Not in the case of the peg on a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, does that minimize the surface of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And then we have the next two points are the two ladders with the straw rungs in between, and the discussion, and also the discussion of the reverse case. And the third one is what is it? A ladder. I think it's the Asherah, the discussion about an Elon and an Asherah, and where the Pesach is Asher Bahana, what's the status? So we go back to the Och. So this little boy has this bowl of spinach. Och, and I don't want to eat that. So he puts it on. He like bounces it right in the middle of a peg on a small Rosh Hashanah, and then he sets up a ladder. But it's like a trap with straw rungs in between, so you essentially can't climb up that one. And the other way to get it on the other side is an Asherah ladder that also you can't climb because it's an Isser Hana. So basically, it's impossible. It's about to fall on this peg, and it's impossible to get it because from one side there's straw rungs in the ladder. Well, trap, you can fall right through. And the other side there's a ladder of an Asherah, and you also can't get up there. And so he doesn't have to eat his spinach for dinner.